K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. With K-State University here as I'm recording. This is for the last couple weeks, this has become Podcast Monday for K-State hosts. Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer, this podcast, this other K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the episode. We cover this Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. And for the first time in a bit, this is about track and field. Yes, we cover from football, track and field, women's tennis. Yeah, we cover all that. We cover all that and so much more. If you've been following along or an everydayer of this podcast, which you should be, because we have at least 10 to 15 minutes every time. Don't take too long, especially your K-State fan. 10 to 15 minutes at least, or maybe sometimes less than that. But I've been averaging here lately. I could easily talk a half hour on K-State sports, but not tell you that much of your time. About at very least 15 minutes of your time there as well, talking K-State sports here in this particular podcast. First time quite a bit. This is looking into the track and field schedule here that kind of snuck in within all the football talk. Again, men's and women's basketball in between. Another quiet week, well, supposedly, in between all that. So, but we're still going to have some type of content for you every single day. I know it's easier for me, at least lately, on off day Monday. I can get quite a bit of recording done. So if something pops up or whatever, and I don't have time, I can easily put this up on the Purple Project Podcast feed, upload it, share it. You know, if you're every dayer, then thank you so much. If you're the very first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you for taking time out of your day. Whenever this comes out, this track episode up to listen to this podcast. I know I got to get the coaching hire episodes up. That's going to start tomorrow. And then this will probably follow behind that. So if you were subscribed to this podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. You'll be first to know about it. If you were already subscribed before last weekend, that you would have saw 4 episodes posted over the weekend, including 3 on Sunday. Yes, we got you covered. So there you go on that. Especially, you're a big-time K-State fan. You want to make sure you're up to date. At least we try to get you guys caught up on what's going on currently. That's what makes this podcast, K-State podcast, a little bit more differently. I know we have the experts out there, the Tim Fitzgeralds, the John Kurtz out there. John Kurtz out here living in KC as well. And those guys, Mason, both those guys over there that they're the experts. But we do it better. We do it over here too, baby, out here in KC. We do the best out here as well. So, and it also helps that yours truly has gone to the University of K-State. It's a 2013 K-State grad and current alum of K-State, obviously. So there you go as well. But enough about me and the outlet of this podcast, track and field. For the first time in quite a bit, track and field. I've been saying it last week and a half or so, track and field's going to be coming pretty soon. The 2026 season, indoor season, will be on pause because you can't run. For instance, I read yesterday in 11-degree weather. Yeah, the Southern boy running 11-degree weather. Who would have thought about that? But if it comes a time where I'm actually looking into potentially doing, speaking of indoor track and field, I'm looking into potentially shifting, at least trying to survive, because I'm getting ready for I started as a cycle last week, getting ready for a big race in March. Yeah, yes, I love my outdoor track, but every now and then, gotta try to find some indoor stuff there. I know the caves. I did that last winter. The speed workouts were a little bit off when I went in there. So I don't know if I'm gonna do that again. I mean, it's closer to the proximity of the EG3 confines. I might try to do that, but I don't know. I might try looking into actual indoor track and doing the qualities, at least trying to match up the quality. Anyways, yeah. So there's that. But the K-State indoor track and field team, of course, Travis Schofield. We gotta remind ourselves that, folks. Travis Schofield came on board this past year to be his first year. This will be his second season at the helm of the indoor outdoor track and field teams there as well. And the season's schedule wasn't even announced till last Friday, so that got snuck in there as well. The indoor season for K-State will begin January 16th there, and with the Thane Baker Invitational. The schedule's out there. I'm gonna go skip all this and get right down into that. And then of course, let me see here. They'll still have the Lost Dodds Invitational on the schedule here, and then late in January, that's late January, which will include some of the Big 12 teams, Oklahoma States, Iowa States of the world, right? Including Air Force? Seriously? So there's that for you there on that. And of course, the Tyson Invitational. Travis Schofield was a former assistant at Arkansas before taking over the head coach position. Taking over for the fame, Clifford Veto there as well. We're going to step aside real quick here. We'll be back after this timeout here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Welcome back to this special track and field schedule edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, recording another K-State pod on Monday, December 15th, 2025. This will come out at some point this week. This will probably follow up. Some of the coaching hire recordings I've already recorded. They just haven't been posted out there as well. But track and field going to be making an appearance when we hit 2026 in mid-January. That's where we're all going to start there as well. And I left off before having to take a timeout. The Tyson Invitational is back on the schedule as well. I did see the trick relays. That's the outdoor season there as well. And, of course, so let's just I got it pulled up here. So everything starts with a Thane Baker Invitational 16th. And I mentioned the Lost Dodds Invitational, the popular Lost Dodds Invitational that we've talked about in the past on the show several times now. Late January 30th to the 31st. Then the Tyson Invitational, February 13th to the 14th. Steve Miller Invitational on the 20th of February. And that leads to the postseason right away. So only four events there. And I believe three of the four are going to be at the famous Cliff Rovetto indoor track facility. If you want to focus on that specifically, February 27th through the 28th is the Big 12 Championship meet. Two-day meet of indoor and the NCAA championships will be March 13th and the 14th. And I mentioned the big meet earlier that EG3 tried to get ready for. That, I'll be potentially, now if everything, now, this is, again, I kind of want to go back to what I listened to. Now, I know I'm getting off track with this, but again, the NCAA championships indoor, if K-State individuals make it, will be the March 13th through the 14th. That's a Friday, Saturday. How do I know that? Because yours truly somehow got in to the New York City half, which is that weekend, which is the 15th, which is the following week. So if all the dominoes were to fall, what I do, what I'm supposed to do, right, then that's the trajectory. And that's where I'll be going to, obviously. And I know I just listened to the Pivot. Recent P Pivot, not an old episode, a recent episode of the Pivot there, and I think it was Malcolm Butler was on it, and he talked to the fellas there, and he said that, hey, what resonates with me is you got to take advantage of the opportunities given to you. So the EG3 side of it, need to buckle down, and that's what I try to do right now, at least early stages anyway, try to buckle down, get your head right. Take care of things you need to take care of, and then deal with the rest as it comes along, right? So, the training is not the problem. That's not going to be the problem at all. but New York, you truly ain't been to New York ever. No, I haven't even been in that part of the region. The furthest I've been, and I'll say this again when I do the year finale of the EGD podcast. I'm going to record that tomorrow. is I never the furthest I away I've been furthest traveled is West Virginia. That was when I was on staff with the Wildcat 919 up there traveling to West Virginia, and that's when we had I believe Colin Klein, your new current coach, your newly new coach, Colin Klein, Ty Lockett and company. I believe that we obliterated West Virginia. So, there's that. So that's gonna be some weekend there. Again, EG3's gotta handle that business as we start to move along in this cycle. And we'll get everything figured out. We'll get everything figured out. But that's for me, at least for me in this lifetime, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Not in my wildest dreams to have the opportunity to go to New York, but that is the reason why, because you're truly at a lottery, NYC. So there's that. So part of the that's going to be to the indoor season there as well. So I'm ecstatic about it, but at the same time, little again, I gotta worry about other things outside of control. So there's that. But yeah, so we gotta do what we gotta do, get ourselves there, and then everything else is gonna have to come behind that. So there's that. Outdoor season, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. K-State indoor track and field schedules are out. / an EG3 update on the big event that I just talked about there as well. So I'll attend to that after this podcast is over. But yeah, outdoor season, right? So that's already out. Outdoor season for K-State starts track and field, starts April 3rd with Stanford Invitational. Now, we could come back to this later, but said we might as well just get it all in because we always put it all together in one. Stanford Invitational goes down April 3rd through the 4th. Oregon Team Invitational. That's 2 weeks later on April 17th and 18th. Drake Relays. That's April 23rd to the 25th. Not interested in that, actually, but, and it's still in Iowa, more manageable than New York is. But again, I know we're recording this podcast December 15th, right? So again, there's still a lot of time, but again, that time can go by pretty quick in a hurry, right? And then the same format for the outdoor season for regular events, and that includes the May 8th Ward-Hallett Invitational, and then you have the postseason. So interesting, you don't have all these meets to go to. So head coach Travis Gopher has it set up on both schedules for indoor and outdoor for regular season events, and then you have the postseason on both. So the outdoor season, the Big 12 meet, May 14th through the 16th, and then you have the NCAA West preliminaries in the end of May. That's the 27th through the 30th, and then the NCAA championships not until next summer, June 10th through the 13th. I don't know where that is. Actually, we do know where that is. So the NCAA West preliminaries will be in Fayetteville, Arkansas, on the last weekend of May. They're in the NCAA championships. Right back to the home of the household name of track and field. That's Eugene, Oregon, June 10th to the 13th. And again, with all the New York surprise of things, right, for me, right, I was leaning towards going to Eugene. Gotta put that on hold. I gotta put that on hold again. that's a lot of cha-ching. You know what I'm saying? I gotta put that on hold again because, yeah, I can't, if I was in a profession, I wouldn't do that, but that's just a lot, yeah, and the Eugene Marathon's a week after the Boston Marathon, so normally, so there's that as well, but yeah, you can tell, exciting stuff coming from EG3 in the K-State track and field indoor and outdoor clubs as the schedules came out for both the indoor and outdoor season. So Travis Gover didn't want to mess around with all that. He want to get it out of the way and done. So all that's wrapped up in the one podcast here. So Travis Scofer will enter his second season as head coach of the men's and women's track and field indoor and outdoor squads. And they'll officially kick off January 16th. That's pretty much a month from now. A month from now into the 2026 season when the 2026 is revealed January 16th. with, let me get one more time, with a Thane Baker imitation. So we'll see. Obviously, I don't have the rosters or anything up, obviously, right now, but I'm sure, pretty sure, once we get closer, we will know the players of the indoor season for the men's and women's indoor track and field season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it, once again, wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Whenever this is the K-State content, if you're not an everydayer, which the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We try to keep it with current, what's going on currently with K-State sports anyways. If you're not an everydayer, by the end of the year, you need to make sure you hit that subscribe button. If not right now, subscribe, like, hit the alarm button every time we update your content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about it. Make sure you also have, if you have time, which I know y'all do, K-State Nation, please leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. that doesn't help us out, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about the Purple Project Podcast there. And make sure you do continue to pass the word along to other K-Staters that are looking for more K-State content. I know there's, again, I mentioned that, or I believe I mentioned that earlier in this episode. I know there's, again, Power Cat Podcast, Exit 313, Emol, Bosco's Boys. Yeah, there's plenty of content out there as well. But make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts hitting into the 2026 season. And that's where you're going to find more track and field coverage on this particular podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more of the adventures leading up to New York City, still cannot believe I'm even saying that. I still can't believe I'm saying it. Maybe it might hit me when it gets closer, but right now it still has not, but I'm treating this like any other build, I want to make sure that what happened in Chicago, does not happen again. Even though, yes, Chicago was an experience for sure. Again, if you find out more about what happened there, again, we finished it. That's for sure. The EG3 podcast, underneath the 3 Watt Pod with EG3, you can find it on the same platform as you find the Purple Project Podcast there. A lot more coming for sure there, as well as I've entered into the second week of training on that side of the spectrum. But looking forward to what goes down with the K-State track and field teams, indoor and outdoor, in the upcoming 2026 season. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch you.